Get with him, mate. Get with him.
Hello, hi there, Simon.
Hold on a minute, mate. Who's that?
Hi there, my name's Jay. I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's in relation to your
application. Yeah. Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's in relation to your
research. Sorry?
I'm calling
from
MMA. From
who?
I'm calling from MMA Legal.
Me. What is it? Is it something urgent? Is somebody in hospital?
No, I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your
MMA Legal. Yes,
yeah.
The lawyers. So
yes.
Sorry, mate.
No
What's
worries.
Happening? Everything
no.
Okay, mate? Aye.
Yeah,
sorry, it's just I was driving. I'm driving now, but I can still talk to you. I can still function, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I'm just looking. We need to move on with your application, Enzo. Just before
right.
I can speak to you, I need to complete data protection.
Right, well, listen, I can't give you the address of the doctor's surgery because I'm driving. Usually I look it up on the phone for you, but
no,
I know it's St. Nicholas's surgery.
Yeah, I'll give you a call back, Enzo, because I don't think you can hear me properly.
No, I can hear you fine, mate. I'm talking to you, no problem.
Right, okay. So I need to go through data protection, so I need your address, not your GP's.
That's the only address I do have, because I'm homeless now, mate.
Right, okay, I see what you mean.
I've already explained that to you.
Not a problem, that's fine. Can you confirm your date of birth for me?
The 7th of December, 1967.
And lastly, your phone number, please, Enzo, if you can. Do you know your number or your email address? Either or will do.
My telephone number or my email, what do you want first?
Either or, mate. It.
Telephone number 07562-088-722.
Okay, brilliant. I can speak to you now. So the reason I'm calling Enzo is because we're now in a position to move forward with...
Very good, mate.
We've got all of the information back that we need from the councils and GPs. So we're now in a position to complete your witness statement and review your evidence. So I'm just calling now so that we can get you booked in for your witness statements. This is the last push now, mate. We just need
an absolute honey for phoning me this morning. You've made my day, mate. But I'm going to be doing my witness for them because I just want to move forward with this, mate.
Yeah, for real. Are you free Thursday at all, Enzo?
Yes, all day. Probably better in the morning, mate, if you know what I mean.
Should we say 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. is brilliant for me, mate.
Okay, what I'll do, Enzo, I'll give you a quick email now and drop you a little text as well, and I'll get you booked in for Thursday at 10 a.m. We should be no more than an hour, but I'll get you booked in. I'll discuss it all in more detail on Thursday, and we'll get the last stage of this application done.
Right. Can I just ask you, what's your name again? Sorry.
It's Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, J-A-Y, yeah.
Oh, Jay. Is this going quite well, Jay, for me, the now?
I mean, at the minute, the evidence we've got, it confirms that you were in care. So that's a big box ticked. When we review the evidence and we go into more detail and we paint a picture, that picture that we paint, the stronger that is, then the more likely you're going to get a higher award, basically. So that's on me and on us as a company to fish out the details as much as we can.
Can I just ask you a question, mate?
If you don't mind.
Is it 20% you said that you take?
So it's 16% and then VAT. So it works out about 19.2% altogether.
Right. So just give me a kind of elevation of that. So say it was like a couple of hundred grand, just say, for example, what are you taking from it?
So I think the highest award is 100,000. So if we were to take say 19% from that, you would be looking at It would be around 81,000 that you'd get.
81,000, all
yeah.
going well, of course.
Yeah.
And what happens if they have no records? Because they've dumped them all. They've
well,
had all the records.
We've got confirmation from Glasgow City Council that you were in care. So.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Excellent,
yeah.
mate. Oh,
yeah.
that's made my day. So they can't hide. They can't hide. No.
Yeah, that's it.
That's brilliant, Jay. So
yeah.
you've got the evidence, mate.
Yeah,
brilliant.
We're on to a winner, mate, definitely. We just need
oh,
to...
Oh, this is amazing, mate. This has made my day, mate. Oh, listen, Jay, can I just ask you another question before we
mm-hmm.
do the witness statement?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was going to ask you something. Once my award comes, can I get it put into a trust so it doesn't affect my benefits?
Yep, mate, we can certainly look at that for you, closer to the time.
You know, I mean, I don't mind paying you a fee for setting up the trust.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect my benefits because you're not allowed to have any more than £6,000, and
yeah,
that's mm-hmm. my molestation money, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, of course, we're already looking into that. We're aware that our clientele may be in receipt of benefits, and we don't want it to affect that. So we are looking into ways to protect you. As our client, so that you can still obviously receive your beneficiary estate, and you can also.
That's brilliant because it'll help me to move forward in my life a wee bit more, AJ. You know what I mean? How long is this process now? Where are we now on this process? How long do you reckon, roughly maximum, how long it's going to take, kind of thing? And I know that you might be sort of a tiny bit in the dark, should I say. To be
yeah.
confident with this. So
yeah. We roughly, well, what we're hoping to do, Enzo, is get you paid off before Christmas this year.
You're joking, mate. This would be brilliant, mate. This would be brilliant.
We're trying to push them through as much as we can. And the thing is, the more details that we provide redress, and we can give them a basic snippet of the contents of your witness statement. And what we've found is that Scottish Redress are taking these snippets as gospel, so that they don't have to spend as much time reviewing the whole witness statement.
How does it work with the Scottish Redress? Because I know that they're a bit funny about different scenarios and all that.
We have spoke to them, and we're aware of what they need to see in the application,
mm-hmm.
and what
yes.
information they want us to give if we've got it to give them. We also are aware that if there is information that we can't provide them, what their response to that would be, which is still a positive outcome. Doesn't mean that you're not entitled to anything.
And did they know, Jay, did they know that my mum had a nervous breakdown and that's why the government put me in care?
If that's not in your records, your care records, then we'll address that in your witness statement.
No, I don't think it is on the records, because it might look as if my parents had sent me to the school. How would that work? Do you know what I mean? But basically, I was sent to the school because my mum had a nervous breakdown because my father had an affair.
Right, okay. Well, we can still, either way, Enzo, the neglect and the abuse has come from your time in care.
So that doesn't really matter anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's put you in care. It's the people who had you under their care.
Brilliant. This is looking very positive well for me.
We have got the dears, quite a lot of mention of your mum in your care record. So we have got that there's bits and bobs that have happened.
I've also got photographic evidence as well that I was at the school, mate.
Yeah, brilliant. That's perfect.
I've got two photographs. I've got my first Holy Communion, and I've also got another photograph with my brother, my siblings, if you know what I mean, with the uniform on.
Yeah, that's perfect. What we'll do when we do the statement, I can get you to send that in to us, or we'll find a way to obtain that, and we can also.
Don't you worry. I'll send that to you, by the way.
Real.
Because they try to catch me out with this thing with the Maris brothers, and I'm taking them to court as well through a civil matter now. And they try to say that one of the brothers wasn't at my house. I've got the photograph of him in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, mate? You can't trick a photograph, mate.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely 100%.
Maybe this is my justice coming. Yeah! Let's go, man.
We're nearly there.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Sorry.
It's what we're here for. It's me and my day listeners and how happy you are anyway. So.
Oh, I'm very happy, mate, knowing that I'm going to get paid out before Christmas, hopefully. You know what I mean? So this is amazing, mate.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, like I say, I'll give you a text and a call. I'll get you booked in for your witness statement, and then I'll get to work on your case, get everything that we need, and then we'll get the ball rolling for you on Thursday.
Excellent, Jay. So speak to you at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning.
That's the one, 10 a.m. Thursday morning.
No problem, mate. Get in there. Thanks, mate.
No,
right, see you later, mate. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.